Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The Industry Review with One for All gift cards from Unpost. Tax-free staff rewards up to €1,500 per employee per year. Available online or at your local post office.
Yes, I'm loving our new sting for the Industry Review. I'll have to get used to that. So for this week's Industry Review, we're diving into the growing trend in the property world, and that's home staging. It's the art of transforming a house into a space that buyers can instantly connect with, and it's becoming a powerful tool for sellers looking to stand out in a very competitive market. Delighted to be joined by three business owners who are at the forefront of this industry. Vanya McCarthy is the managing director and owner of Stage My Home. Martina Wilk is the co-director and founder of Smart Home Staging. And Sinead Considine is the co-owner of The Interiors Project. So, ladies, you're all very welcome to the program. We've been looking forward to this piece for quite some time. And I'm going to start with you, Sinead, as the veteran home stager in the space here. You're in this business 20 years plus. Tell us about you, your business, and just briefly about home staging. What actually is it?
Okay. Lovely to be here, Bobby. Sinead, yeah, from the Interiors Project, a partner with Niamh. We've been doing home staging since 2004.
So right.
Yeah, long time. I started out home staging in Australia with an Australian company in Melbourne. And I did that for a couple of years before moving back to Dublin. Then myself and Niamh started our home staging business.
So is it something that was done years ago internationally and then we've kind of tagged on to that? Or
yeah.
So your experience in Australia was novel to you, was it?
Yeah, it was novel to me. It was unbelievable. Like they've been doing it over there for years, as they have been doing it in America as well. I think we're pretty slow to come on board. Even like London does it, and like a lot of countries of Europe. It was a very hard sell when we came back. It was a really hard sell at the beginning because no one heard of it. We had to introduce it to people, to businesses, to estate agents. So yeah, it was
tough. Okay. And we'll get into the meat and potatoes of it in a minute. But as I understand it, you guys have warehouses full of furniture.
Yeah.
And you can rock up and transform a house. Because sometimes I think you say that, you know, the buyer doesn't really have the imagination. And that's not a criticism of the buyer, but sometimes it's hard to see or imagine how a place could actually look.
Yeah, and there's also emotions involved with someone selling their house. Like, it's a big step. So you try to take the emotions out of it and then bring in our furniture to make it neutral and not have, you know, they can't see the things that are wrong with their house, whereas
sure.
We can.
Martina, you're very welcome to the program. You're the co-director and founder of Smart Home Staging. Is it true that a properly staged home can get up to 20% more?
Absolutely, absolutely. And we've experienced that and we had those results. Basically, really depends on the location. There is a lot of factors going into the property sale and the staging as well. But staging is tailored to a property, to its price and to its location as well. So there are a lot of different fields of the home staging. And when the staging is done right and in certain location and when it's done right, absolutely, then it can achieve as much as 20% over the asking.
Wow. So would I be right then in looking at a typical Irish marketplace that people sometimes only come to you when their house doesn't sell? And they say, oh, I don't know what's wrong here. It's not selling. Let's get in the home stagers.
And I think that's too late.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, it is too late. It happens, and we had a lot of situations like this where the property wasn't moving at all, and then that was the moment to approach the home stager. But I always tell my clients, and I tell everyone around, contact the home stager before you put your property up on the market, because you might lose a lot of inquiries and a lot of clients putting your house up on the market empty. You know, when someone looking for a property for sale, they will be looking for a while. And, you know, they might come across the same property again.
But if I'm a buyer, if I'm a buyer and I see a house that's been on the market for 9 months,
you think
straight away
wrong.
I know I'm in some sort of negotiating position.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And you then think that there might be something wrong with that property.
Okay, let's talk to Vanya McCarthy, the owner of Stage My Home. Vanya, you're very welcome to the program. Now, you say you work with both vacant and occupied homes. Talk to me about the difference in marketing either a vacant one or an occupied one. What do you do differently?
Well, it is a very different type of property and a very different type of vendor. So the occupied properties, they're a bit more kind of, our approach is a bit more sensible because people need to move on with their lives. And they're, if they have lived there for 20, 30 years, they're very much attached to their belongings, to the way they have lived.
So get rid of all the tax.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
There's a big skip. Put it out there. That's the first thing you
move do. Move out before it's time to move out. I always say that. Big advice for this type of sellers is that they have to move out of that property at 50% before it's time to move out, because it is then really easy and or easier for them to conduct viewings and to get the house ready for viewings. These type of properties sometimes also require not as much. We go in and we just help them with the layout and make sure that the sofa doesn't block the two double doors going into the living room. We help them to put themselves in the shoes of the buyers and walk through their house, envisioning 10 couples walking around and doing that space.
So typically then, and I know everybody's probably different, but how long would you work with somebody on this process? So if I'm selling my house, if I put it on the market next week, would I have worked with you for a few weeks beforehand, a few months? I'm just curious as to the level of involvement.
Sometimes we're contacted even a year before the house goes on the market, and sometimes we're contacted 5 days before the house goes on the market. So
you got to react to those situations
differently. Exactly. I would say that with occupied homes, the process is a little bit longer than with vacant properties. With vacant properties, the process is very straightforward. Sometimes between initial viewing and furniture installation can take 3 to 5 days, which is a very quick turnaround. And as I said, the process is a bit straightforward.
Okay.
With occupied homes, could take several months because in that scenario, the vendor has to do a lot of the preparation of like decluttering and moving their belongings out.
Sinead, we hear stories about, you know, apple tarts in the oven and grinding coffee and all that stuff. Do those small things make a difference?
They do, but not really. They do if you're living there. That's what we'd advise someone if they were in staging. If they were just trying to do up their house and they're living there, we'd do the coffee and the apple tart. And
so also curious to work on who the client might be. Do you work for developers? Do you work for individual people? Do you work for auctioneers?
So all three. So we are trying to get developers now instead of doing, we do a lot of, because we're interior designers, we do a lot of show houses. And they buy the furniture, but then sometimes they're left with all the furniture at the end. So now we're trying to get them to stage the show houses so they can rent the furniture, then take the furniture back, which is easier for them. And
underneath the bonnet of this business that you have, is there a warehouse somewhere with 50 sofas, double beds, sideboards, the whole nine yards?
Yeah, we can style the house to the style of the house. So basically we have a massive warehouse in Sandyford and a showroom there so people can come in.
Martina mentioned there about the process generating as much as a 20% uplift. I'm sure many listeners will be interested to know what's the cost, because, you know, if I'm selling my house, it's a simple mathematical equation for me. If I get you guys in and you add X amount of value, how much do you cost? Because I don't want to get you in and not recover your cost.
Yeah.
Would that be fair to say?
No, absolutely. So it really depends on the size of the house and how much furniture you need and where the house is, how much the house is costing. So we recently did an apartment in Killiney and it was on the market for a year. They had a guiding price at 1.3 and it sold, or there was an offer came in at 1 million. And then when we staged it, it went for 1.6. So there's quite a jump. Yeah.
Wow. Martina, tell us a little bit about how you operate then. You've got a warehouse somewhere as well.
Yes, we have. Yeah. It wasn't intended, to be honest. We never, at the beginning, I never thought I will have a warehouse full of furniture and be able to furnish 50 houses at one time. It all started really slow, and as Sinead said at the beginning, really it was more convincing people that home staging is worth doing. So right now, yes, we're operating at like nearly daily basis, fitting all sorts of properties from starter homes to high-end properties.
You say as well that some people think that it's not a matter of just bringing out a few cushions. So do people undervalue the work you do?
Absolutely. It's logistically, it's hard work. And you really have to have a heart for it because there's so much involved and there's so much behind what you see on the TV or up on the internet. There is actually a day full of work for a couple of people.
Of course there is.
To furnish
like
the
if
house.
If you're moving heavy furniture in and out of a house.
Absolutely, absolutely. But it's like, obviously, it's not only about bringing in the furniture and accessories. You try to create a story and tell the story.
You say that you help people declutter, choose the right colours, replace old furniture. 40% of your clients this year are occupied homes.
Yes.
So that's working around people in an in situ situation whereby you meet all sorts, I'm sure.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Not most, but as I said, 30 to 40% of our clients this year were occupied. And we only do occupied for the last maybe two and a half years, to be honest. I was very scared going into occupied type of staging first. Because we are all conscious about it. We put our furniture, our inventory into the property that it's being lived in. So I was worried at the beginning, you know,
they might get damaged.
Yeah. Exactly. But to be honest, we had fantastic clients. And once someone is thinking about putting their property up on the market, they treat it seriously. So they treat our items with care, and we never had any issues getting them. We were always getting them back in a good condition. But yeah, it's a hard work with occupied home staging.
Vanya, do shows like Selling Sunset and that help your cause in terms of marketing the business and selling it?
Well, we're kind of far from selling the sunset here, to be honest.
But the nature of those programs where professionals are coming in to basically manage the sale of a house, you're part of that team.
Yes, we are. And people watch these shows and they are a bit more aware of home staging now than they used to when I started the business, as the demand grows year on year. Back in 2022, we're doing 1-2 projects a month. Now they're 1-2 projects a day.
That's great.
It's a big jump. And people are a lot more aware. But the reality behind the scene isn't selling the sunset. The result is, in fairness.
Yeah, it's never as glamorous as that.
No, it isn't. The operational side of things is probably greater than the design side of things in the home staging industry because, as I mentioned, they're very quick turnaround projects, and to manage the entire logistics of furniture, vehicles, planning, installation.
I'm sure all three of you ladies could tell us some stories that would make the hair on our back of our neck stand up. But we'll have to have that conversation off air. There's a text here, Sinead, that says flowers and food smells are what make a home you want to buy. Flowers and food smells?
Yeah.
So this is somebody endorsing that.
Yeah, flowers, food smells, candles. Just to get rid of the lived-in smell, anything that smells nice is, yeah.
All right. Well, look, you heard it here, folks. I'd like to thank our three home staging and stylists for coming into the studio here today. Vanya McCarthy, Martina Wilk and Sinead Considine. Thank you all.
Thank you so much, Bobby.
Down to business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2 times the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18-plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.